anticipated that U.S. President Donald Trump today will be cleared of the two impeachment charges against him. The reason is a solid wall of support from Senate Republicans who pledged to deny Democrats the votes they need to subpoena witnesses, key among them former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton. The AP Sagar Magani reports on a crucial GOP voice in all this.
Democrats' hopes of forcing witness testimony are all but dashed after GOP Senator Lamar Alexander said he's against it.
I didn't need any more evidence because I thought it was proved that the president did what he was charged with doing, but they didn't rise to the level of an impeachable offense.
Democrats were counting on Alexander to be among the four Republicans needed to vote in favor of witnesses.
He came to the wrong conclusion.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says there cannot be either a fair trial or a valid acquittal if other Republicans go against witnesses and documents during today's expected vote.
This country is headed towards the greatest cover-up since Watergate.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Democratic reaction came from Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and he leveled a charge heavy with history.
If my Republican colleagues refuse to even consider witnesses and documents in this trial, this country is headed towards the greatest cover-up since Watergate.
Schumer also called for giving all senators a chance to make a floor speech before they vote on a verdict. At this point, on timing, Politico and The Washington Post are suggesting the impeachment trial, with a delayed verdict, could drag into next week, after the State of the Union address. No confirmation of that reporting. No comment from the White House. No comment from Senate Republican leaders. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com, our website. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in impeachment focal point Ukraine for an